Good afternoon, everyone. It's 4:00. I'd like to welcome you to the March 5th, 2026 meeting of the Historic Site and Monument Commission. The purpose of the Savannah-Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission is to ensure that the public spaces continue to enhance the lives of the residents of Chatham County and the city of Savannah. My name is Catherine Kostelnik. I'd like the other commissioners to introduce themselves, starting at the very far end, to my left.
Kim Campbell.
Austin Rojas.
Andy Tate.
Thank you so much. Our first order of business, if you would turn off your cell phones or silence them for us, please, that would be great. The first item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes from February.
Kim Campbell, I move that we approve the minutes from the February 2026 meeting.
Austin Rojas, I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. So the first item on our agenda, our regular agenda today, is the petition of Fast Signs Kelly Brooks, and Alex staff is going to make a presentation. Thank you.
There it is. All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Alexander Merced for the MPC. So as you will remember, this case was actually heard last month at last month's meeting. But just for a quick recap, this is a building that once housed the Beach Institute. It is a contributing structure at the corner of Harris and Price Street, and it is now home to the Beach Institute African American Cultural Center. The applicant would like to install two historic informational signs, one to explain the founding and one to explain the preservation of the Beach Institute. Now, this was continued last month due to some concerns over the age of the events being commemorated. So the applicant has adjusted the contents of the preservation sign in order to display information more than 50 years old. So first things first, here we have the founding sign, which there was no, it didn't have any concerns over this one the last time. This one notes the original building design, initial class enrollment, and the curriculum for the attending young African American scholars at the founding in 1867. And the second sign is the preservation sign, which was adjusted. The updated preservation sign acknowledges the importance of Wesley Wallace Law in preserving African American history and landmarks throughout the civil rights era, specifically the Beach Institute. And as you can see, the reference to the later date was removed. And it really focuses more on the contributions of WW Law throughout the civil rights era, which was mainly taking place from the 1950s through the early 1970s, and even actually highlights his tenure as president of the Savannah chapter of the NAACP from 1950 to 1976. So each sign imparts original information that enriches the site and have not already been referenced in any other marker or monument. Because of the due to the adjustments made to the preservation sign, we do feel that the standard has been met. So with all that being said, staff does recommend the approval of the proposal as requested because the work meets the standards within the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. Thank you for your time, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Do any commission members have questions for staff? No. Okay. Since there was no questions from the commissioners, the petitioner, If you would step to the microphone, please. And please state your name.
Holly Goldstein.
Does anyone have any questions for the petitioner?
Kim Campbell, I don't have any questions, but I wanted to say thank you and commend you and your work with staff for allowing this to meet the guidelines. Whether we agree with them or not and their ability to reference things that are less than 50 years, we have to uphold them. And so we appreciate your work on that, and you did an excellent job.
Thank you.
Any questions for the petitioner or comments from any commission members? Thank you. We have a speaker, Artis Wood. If you would approach, thank you. If you would approach the microphone, introduce yourself.
I have a question, Artis Wood. What are the sizes of the signs?
Alexander Mazzed, once again. In terms of the letters, the title text is 1.6 inches, and the text within the body is 0.71 inches. And the signs themselves, 32 inches by 42 inches.
Thank you. Sure. Roughly 3 by 4 feet. I think they did a lovely job. My only comment is for the future of decisions that are brought before you like this, that we move toward using that QR code, which I thought for a long time to use, but I think I figured it out, and it makes sense, and it doesn't clutter our city with signage. Everybody has something to tell the public, to sell the public, and we have to be very careful to not abuse that. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thank you. Do we have anybody online?
No, ma'am.
Thank you.
Austin, I just had one question about the very, very first sentence of the updated sign. I like the message, but I'm just wondering, is there like a word maybe missing? Just in reading it, it kind of reads like a little bit confusing to me, is all.
I'll let the applicant address that.
Well, this is Catherine. As a grammar nerd, you have a comma in the wrong place, but go ahead.
Holly Goldstein. I'm comfortable and happy with the wording of the sign. I have a PhD in advanced degrees and a public historian, so I feel comfortable that it says what the Beach Institute wants to say about, I think, guardian of African-American history is a helpful way of thinking about the incredibly powerful and nurturing role of preservation.
Yeah, no, my only... the specific area of concern that I had was just that second, or the back half, where an essential act of civil rights.
Yes.
Just all. I was wondering, if it might have said, work or advocacy or anything like that. But, if that's it, then that's it.
I believe it is an act of civil rights. And it's an action, and it's a noun and a verb. Civil rights is a movement, but it's also... more than that. So it's also an action.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that context.
I also have a PhD, and you do have a comma in the wrong place in that first sentence. It's unnecessary. Just saying, you can leave it or not. It doesn't matter to me, but it's not an Oxford comma and doesn't need to be there. But any other questions or comments for the petitioner from any other commission members? Thank you so much. If not, there's no one online. There's no one else to speak. Do we have a motion from anyone on the commission
Kim Campbell. I move that we approve the proposal as requested because the work meets the standards within the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art.
Austin, I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Austin, aye.
Kim, aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Thank you for coming back. We really appreciate you being thoughtful about the comments that were made at the last meeting and to address those for us. Thank you so much. Yes. Okay, now we will hear from Jody about the petition of Laura Walker, City of Savannah.
Thank you. Jody Brown, Principal Planner with the Historic Section, doing this in lieu of Caitlin Chamberlain. So this was also something that was continued from last month. The applicant is requesting approval to paint 4 storm drains throughout East Savannah. This is a phase 2 of a similar drainage project that was approved on August 4th, 2022. The 4 locations now include the southwest corner of Bull Street and Moppis Avenue. Number 2 is Daffin Park at Daffin Park Drive and Morris Field Side. And number 3 is the Hubert Middle School. There's 2 drains at this location. And to provide a little bit of background, phase 1 of the storm drain art project was approved in 2022. It's an education project that aims to bring attention to our waterways, reduce pollution, and protect our local ecosystems through art installed on select drains throughout the city. Phase 1 included drains that flow into the Ogeechee River watershed, and phase 2 focused originally on 14 storm drains located on Savannah's east side that flow into the Savannah River watershed. As with phase 1, the city held a call for artists, open to Chatham County artists of all backgrounds, age 18 and over, and the city provides the paint and materials. The project was first presented, as I noted, on the February 5th, 2026 HSMC meeting, where there was discussion regarding the neighborhood support for the proposed murals on drains in residential areas. The HSMC decision was as follows. They continue the result, the request to install 14 storm drain murals throughout the east side of Savannah to a date not to exceed May 7th, 2026. The commission... This allows them to the applicant time to obtain neighborhood support for the proposed murals in exclusively residential areas. The applicant has since reduced the quantity from 14 to 4 proposed storm drain murals. There are 2 within TZ zoned areas and 2 within the property of the Hubert Middle School, which has received a letter of support from the principal, Mr. Timothy Cox. With all that in mind, staff recommends, that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for the proposal to install 4 storm drain murals throughout the east side of Savannah as requested, because the proposed work meets the criteria for murals within the Murals, Monuments, and Public Art Master Plan and the guidelines for the City of Savannah. And as just seen, here are some of the murals you'll recall that were being proposed in these locations. And the applicant is here and happy to answer questions, as am I.
Thank you, Jody. Do any of the commission members have questions for Jody?
This is Austin. There were 14 last time and
correct.
And are those other 10, will they come back at a later time and we're just focusing on 4 right now, or just are those off?
If you'll recall, last time there was some discussion about neighborhood support. You know, had they gone to any of the neighborhood association meetings to get their support? And I'm assuming that she needed more time to do those, so those could come back in a... I will let the applicant answer that question.
Anybody else have questions for Jody? And it's Maupaw. That's how you say that street. Not Maupaw, it's just Maupaw. Just saying.
I am still wrapping my mouth around some of the words that I have to learn to pronounce here.
Okay, but for future reference, Maupaw. Okay, thank you so much. You know, we Savannians, we just have to pronounce things strangely. Okay, can we hear from the petitioner again, please? And thank you for coming back, Laura.
Pleasure. Laura Walker, City of Savannah Water Resources, environmental person. So to answer your question, when I got back to the office, after hearing the comments from the public, I just realized that a lot of the drains were located in areas that did not have neighborhood associations. And also, understanding the point of view of some of the public comments, I just decided to go with what was already outright allowed in the ordinance and guidelines. So that's how we came to that decision.
Thank you for the clarification. I know that Eileen and I discussed this after we left the last meeting because we had approved these storm drains a couple of years back, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. And they were all, you know, they were all in public areas like public parks,
correct?
Commercial areas, and by schools, which was the same concept with this submission.
Any questions for Laura from commission members? Thank you so much. And Ms. Wood, you wanted to speak again.
Artis Wood. Laura, as always, is interactive and receptive. Thank you. I like where we live now. In a city of trees and parks, such as Paradise Park, Kensington Park, Baldwin Park, Parkside, and Ardsley Park, which surrounds Staffan Park. But I want you to look at the big picture for a moment, 30,000 feet up, 10 years out, where we are headed. Public art is coming big time, and one piece sets a precedent and leads to another and still more. I want you to imagine its cumulative effect. I'm not judging a few storm drains or murals, but I caution where such things can lead. And I judge the responsibility of our city carefully to permit what we can all see. Indeed, that is what we cannot not see. As the saying goes, one man's treasure is another man's trash. As we speak, there is a proposal from the city to grant 400 permits to be issued to balloon twisters, painters, street performers, musicians, jugglers, and crafts makers to, quote, liven things up in a number of our squares all day long. Peddlers are also now granted permits in the north side of Forsyth Park, which is more and more just packed with tourists. I caution you to beware of creeping commercialism in the name of public art that will turn Savannah into a carnival, obliterate our natural beauty, and make a mockery of our history, architecture, and the world-famous Oglethorpe City Plan. The mayor said everybody likes an amusement park, but nobody wants to live in one. Yet this is exactly what we are becoming. Let us model our city more on state and national parks and not Six Flags over Georgia. Thank you.
Thank you. Do any of the commissioners have questions for Ms. Wood?
Okay. No, just only thing I would want to say is thank you for coming down. I have to check back in on some of the guidelines, but I actually think that this commission and others like it, that we do not set precedents with our decisions. So hopefully there's some solace in knowing that we, as a commission are not bound by a previous approval to approve something else. We always have the discretion to choose differently in different situations. And unlike a court, which would say, you know, we have to apply this precedent here at the commission, we don't have that same, what they call stare decisis binding us here. So it does give us that freedom and flexibility to, if something comes later and it doesn't meet the standard, then we can reject it. We don't have to go by what we've done before. So thank you for bringing that up.
And Ms. Wood, the process after leaving the commission, it goes to city council. So we're not the final decision on anything that we vote on here in this room, there's always another step following this group. Is there anyone online?
No, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, Randy.
I just wanted to point out to artists that since I've been on this commission, we have refused one piece of public art. So, and it was going into a square, and now it's not. So,
I believe we turned that down several times. Okay, back to business. Commissioners, what is your pleasure? Do I have, if all the conversation's over, do I have a motion from anyone?
Kim Campbell, I'll motion that we approve to that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for the proposal to install 4 storm drain murals throughout the east side of Savannah as requested, because the proposed work meets the criteria for murals within the Murals, Monuments, and Public Art Master Plan and guidelines for the City of Savannah.
Austin, I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Randy, aye.
Chloe, aye.
Austin, aye.
Kim Campbell, aye.
Thank you. Okay, that is our second business today. I understand we do have business in April. Is that correct?
Correct. You have at this point one item.
One item. Okay. Any other comments, questions, anything for the good of the room? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming today.